We're teamy.
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 All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. And don't forget, this Friday and Saturday, a lot of us will be down at Smart and Final.
Yeah, man.
Which is in West Los Angeles, the West Los Angeles location.
Right.
Putting together as much food as we can to give to people this holiday season who do not have food.
Right. It's a great, great opportunity to give to those who are maybe less fortunate.
Foodless.
Well, or concerned about food. I mean, have a hunger issue.
Yeah. Is that a term, foodless?
No. I think it's called a hunger concern or something.
Is that right?
Politically correct. Right. You say like there's
well, it's amazing that goes on in this country. There are people who live in this country that do not have, food for the holidays.
Right. Or have the fear that they might not be able to have that,
right.
That traditional dinner and be able to provide that. So you can really be a part of raising food. I mean, and that's what it's all about. You can donate money, of course, to help buy food, or go in like Tim usually does and buy a big grocery basket.
Huge basket.
Cart full of food and wheel it out there.
There you go.
Hey, Tim, the term is actually unfooded.
Unfooded? Okay. All right. For the unfooded this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
I think I have to stop you there. I don't think unfooded is.
No, I looked it up. I just looked it up just now. The correct term to use is unfooded.
Unfooded.
People that are unfooded.
Unfooded.
You know what? I'm going to say that I think.
Jerry just looked it up, dude.
Yeah, I don't know where he read that.
On the internet.
It's all over. Every website that has like places you can give talk about that.
I think calling someone unfooded, I think, is actually not the politically correct.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Yeah.
All right. Is it N-U-N-F-O-O-D-E-D?
I would think that's how you'd spell it, unfooded, yeah.
There it is. Unfooded.
I don't believe that it's... well,
food free is another one.
Food free, I think, is better. You know, they're in a food
needy.
Feedless is another one, too.
Yeah, feedless is there.
No, I don't think feedless is...
Nutritionally stretched. I don't like that term. I'm nutritionally stretched.
Yeah, I don't think these are the appropriate terms.
Well, what are they? Hunger? Whatever it is, we're going to give food this Friday and Saturday to people who don't have food.
The hungry. I mean, because the hungry.
Well, they may not be hungry.
Or hunger issues. There might be hunger issue. I think that'd be a good way.
I think hunger is like the state of the current state of mind that fluctuates. People who don't have food in their house are the unfooded.
Again, unfooded, I think, not the way to go. I mean, if you're looking for a term to describe a group
whatever
of people.
Whatever the term is, it doesn't matter. We're going to give them food. The people who don't have food are going to get food.
That's a good way to say it. Let's not refer to them as unfooded, because that's real low. I think that's insulting.
Whatever you have to call them to get them food and to get people to show up and give food is the proper term. So if you don't like unfooded, if you like food issues... Nutritionally handicapped?
Or disfoodalized. That's another one that's on here.
Is that right?
See, I also don't believe that disfoodalized is a term that you would use to describe a community. I think
nutritionally naked? Whatever it is. Friday and Saturday, Smart and Final, Olympic, near the 405.
Yeah, because then you'd say, come out for the unfooded. That doesn't sound right. It sounds mean, actually.
It doesn't sound mean. It sounds like you're a very... gracious person, a very giving person, and you're going to think of others during the holiday season.
Again, I think defoodalized and unfooded, these are terms that I wouldn't use those terms. I mean, in proper conversation, polite conversation, to call someone unfooded. Oh, you know, my uncle is unfooded. That's ridiculous. It sounds ridiculous. It is ridiculous. It's also very rude.
If whatever term you use, if it brings out a guy to give the foodless food, it doesn't matter.
The foodless?
Yeah. Hmm. What do you, I don't know what to call them. I don't know what people call them nowadays. All right.
Economically challenged.
Nah, that's too weak. That's not going to get anybody out there.
Well, I think to call someone or to...
Food free.
Well, it's not food free because that suggests that they have an aversion to food.
No effing food in the house. How about that?
Well, that's a kind of a realistic way of putting
it. That'll bring people out.
Yeah.
The hunger. The desperately malnutrition.
To say no effing food in the house, I think, is a good way to put it.
All right. So come out Friday and Saturday. Leo Quinones will be out there.
Quinones.
And John and Jeff will be out there Friday and Saturday. I think everybody from the whole crew is going to stop by at some point.
Yeah, man.
Friday and Saturday at the Smart and Final Olympic near the 405.
Yeah, man.
It's 9 o'clock. That means news. Hi, Robin.
No.
I couldn't believe it.
Live.
And my mace. I was like, no mace. No, I do that for friend, but.
Late breaking.
It's your game.
From the 97.1 news desk. Here's Robin.
But I got some snow.
Yeah.
All right. What's in the news, Robin?
Well, first, police issued a citation for a man accused of watching pornography on his car DVD player.
Uh-oh. Mm.
The man was issued misdemeanor citations for obscene display and disruption, not having a driver's license, and having an open container of alcohol. Mm. We have exclusive audio of the gentleman that was issued the citation, and his voice might sound a little familiar to you. I'm... hope this is not too embarrassing for him. G50.
G50. Guy watching porno on the DVD player in the car.
Wow.
Really going for it in life.
Oh, yeah. That's nice, baby. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Excuse me, sir? Do you
what's the problem?
Do you know why I pulled you over today, sir?
No. I was just sitting here.
Really? You're just sitting there, huh? Do you know that masturbating in a public vehicle is illegal?
I wasn't masturbating.
Sir, why are you watching porn in your car?
Officer, I wasn't doing anything.
Sir, then why are your pants around your ankles and your,
I was just trying the pants on. I just bought them. I want to see if they fit.
Are you very excited by this, experience?
I can't help it. It's my anatomy.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to step out of your car.
Well, I didn't do
Put
anything.
Put your pants on and step out of the car!
Gary Wyszowski and that Mustang, man.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. Guy's really going for it in
life. He's got that seat so close to the wheel, it seems to me awkward almost to
He's so arrogant, too. Listen to how casual he is. What was that number again?
G50.
G50. Listen to how casual. The cops are about to arrest him.
Yeah, in the face of law enforcement.
And the I don't give an F attitude still exists.
Oh, yeah. That's nice, baby. Oh, yes.
Excuse me, sir? Do you know why I pulled you over today, sir?
No. I was just sitting here.
Nope.
Really? You're just sitting there, huh? Do you know that masturbating in a public vehicle is illegal?
I wasn't masturbating.
Sir, why are you watching porn in your car?
Officer, I wasn't doing anything.
He's so good. He's so out of it. He's so depressed and angry.
Yeah.
He can't even show... You know what? That's the sign of a real mental disorder.
Sure.
I don't know if it's a psychotic issue he's got going on, or if he...
Sociopathic issue.
Where everything gets the same level of energy. He treats the officer the same way he does his mom,
way
he treats a teacher or a boss.
You see, this is a classic case, Tim, where this officer is looking for an apology. I think in this particular case, this officer rolls up to this scene, really just wants, in this case, the defendant... just to say, officer, I'm sorry.
Sorry for hitting it.
Yeah, I apologize. Will never happen again.
I think women policemen are more inclined to bust guys for that than male cops.
Women policemen is police women.
Get out of here.
We got into this the other night. You don't call them women policemen.
It's a policeman. It's a cop.
It's like we had the fireman.
Get out of
that
there.
Was a woman. And
she was a fireman.
No, she was a firefighter. She is a firefighter.
I'll never change. All right, Robin, what else is in the news?
Well, sources say that Michael Jackson has secretly sold his Neverland Ranch for $35 million.
What?
Yes, but we have exclusive audio of Mr. Jackson fielding phone calls regarding the sale of this estate. It seemed there were many interested parties.
Right.
N21.
N21. Michael Jackson selling the Neverland Ranch, man. Look at that.
Yes, hello. My name is Juan Hernandez. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already sold.
Hello, my name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
It's already in escrow, sorry.
Oh, it's in escrow? My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch.
It's not available.
Oh, it's not available now. I'm in a wheelchair.
It's off the market.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the Neverland Ranch. Is that still available?
Hello, Mr. Wellington. Of course it is. I'd love to talk to you about it. I love you.
All right.
Well, that's like a real race issue going on there.
Well, I think that's a cause for pause. And I think it's a reason for anybody to be concerned. I mean, I thought we all learned our lesson about fairness in the housing market and real estate and all of that. But apparently not.
All right. Anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes. Britney Spears has denied allegations of methamphetamine abuse after testing positive in a court-ordered drug test.
Wow.
Insisting the results only show the medication she has been prescribed by doctors. Mm-hmm. The troubled pop star must undergo mandatory drug and alcohol tests as a part of an earlier court-related issue. And in an interview, Britney had this to say about her alleged meth use. B-55.
B-55. Britney Spears on meth, man.
Okay, guys, like, I don't know what this allegation is about, y'all. All I'm trying to do is take my daily vitamin, y'all, like my doctor recommended. It's not even anything, like, illegal, y'all, or whatever they're saying about me, okay? I'm just a normal, everyday, girl next door kind of girl, y'all. I just want to live my life. I just want to live my life with my kids. So, hey, so everyone's about to take the alcohol, but mama and hot dog, it's, like, really hard to do. Well.
You know what? I don't think she's on it.
There she goes.
I think she's actually clean.
No. Listen carefully. She's on something.
Okay, guys. Like, I don't know what this allegation is about, y'all. All I'm trying to do is take my daily vitamin, y'all, like my doctor recommended. It's not even anything, like, illegal, y'all, or whatever they're saying about me, okay? I'm just a normal, everyday, girl next door kind of girl, y'all. I just want to live my life. I just want to live my life with my kids. So, hey, so everyone's about to take the alcohol, but mama and hot dog, y'all. It's, like, really hard to do.
I think she's on speed.
See, I think it would be rude to assume anything from that audio.
I think you could assume that she's on something.
To jump to any conclusions, I mean, you know, just hearing that.
Get out of here. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, finally, it is official. NBC has settled on a new fill-in host for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And here is the producer's choice, L48.
L48, the guy taking over for Leno, starting tonight, I believe.
Well, Jay Leno is out with the picketers. I mean, he's walking the picket line, and I think he brought donuts for the strikers and everything.
Yeah. All right, here's Jay Leno's not permanent, I guess, strike replacement.
Scab,
here we go.
And now, here's your fill-in host, Tom Likens.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out, and I am your host, Tom Likas, and welcome to the Tonight Show. We have a great, great show tonight.
Oh, boy.
But, of course, I know you come to expect humor, and that's what I do on the radio. I'm going to do something for you right now.
Lonely up there.
What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing. You already told her twice. We have a big, big show tonight. Bobby Slayton is coming back. Yeah. Gary Zabransky for a moment. And Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joe Rogan.
Wow. Big, big show. Here's Kevin Eubanks and the Tonight Show Band. Here you go, Kevin.
Yeah, I don't know that the pyrotechnics is going to work every night. I mean, that's, you know.
I definitely would watch Tom Likas taking over for Leno.
Well, you know, when you stand out there, I mean, you really, I mean, as you hear, I mean, there's a solid.
It's a good idea to do that, though. I mean, to get a different guest host in there.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a solid 30 seconds up there where it's just the host talking, you know, and that's, you know.
It is tough to do.
Yeah. You know,
all right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Oh, no, that's what's happening.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Robin with the news.
Robin with the news.
All right, man.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget, tonight at 10 o'clock, we have another Name That Tune competition. And all of these songs that we're going to play at 10 o'clock will be Weird Al Yankovic songs.
Yeah, I suspect this will be a pretty decent competition. Randy Wang has been a Weird Al fan for a long time. Jerry Wachowski has been a Weird Al fan. These are two guys who will tell you. I mean, if you want to have a conversation about Weird Al, these are two of the.
Who are you going to take? You want to bet money on it?
I would be leaning now toward Jerry. I would be leaning in Jerry.
I'm going to kick his ass.
All right. You're going to 20, you want to say 20, 30, 50? How much? $20?
Yeah, I think I could swing that.
$20.
Yeah.
All right.
Randy Sharp. Randy is
Let's
sharp.
Let's not make any decisions on who we bet right away, because I know that Jerry is knows Weird Al Yankovic better than anybody.
Well, again, I mean, how many times on the air has Weird Al come up, and it's like a fight for the microphone between these two, who can talk more about him and who's seen him. And
it
you
is
know,
odd.
It's a little strange, but, you know, they're really into him. He came on our show. When he came on, he was very nice. Weird Al. But, you know.
It's at 10 o'clock tonight.
Don't miss it.
Real quickly, I got to ask the audience something, because I think I was cool here today, but I got yelled at. I got yelled at again today. Couldn't believe it. But I'm talking to Jack Silver, our program director, right?
Right.
The guy that, our boss, right?
Yes.
And this is like around 5 o'clock this afternoon. And I'm just, he's in his car and I'm talking about some things. Talking about the food drive on Friday and Saturday. He wanted to know, you know, what we're planning on doing for it and stuff. And just some general, you know, station crap. And then I start in talking about somebody who used to work on this station,
mm-hmm.
who used to have sex in the studio, right? And I described two sexual acts that this guy used to do back, you know, 10 years ago, 7 years ago, when we were at the other building, right?
Yes, Tim.
And I describe...
To Jack on the phone?
Yeah, I say, hey, that guy, and I won't mention his name, who used to, you know, get himself excited by himself and also have sex in the station.
Right.
But I described him in, you know, using the swear words.
I used more colorful language. I mean, it was a private conversation.
Right. You know what he says to me?
Hmm.
He goes, dude, you're on speakerphone. My 13-year-old's in the car. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Alex was in the car.
Oh, no.
And I started, you know, blasting away. Now, and then he, you know, called me back and he's like, dude, what's going on with you?
Mm.
And I said, you know, I think it's your obligation to tell me your kid's in the car or you're on speakerphone. It's not mine.
Well, it's also...
Every time I call somebody, should I ask, hey, how many kids you got in the car? How old are they? And are you on speakerphone?
Right. I think that what happens is there's, the obligation is for the parent, you know, to know with whom they're conversing. See, if I had a 13-year-old in the car and you called.
You wouldn't be on speakerphone.
Right. I would immediately pick it up because I know you and I know what the likelihood is of colorful language in a conversation with you.
It's 100%.
If I got a call from, Mr. Rogers, for lack of a better example,
right,
you leave it on speakerphone.
Oh yeah,
or if your mom called or something like that, you know, nobody's gonna get into that.
Right. Or if Anita, over in sales called.
Of course,
you'd leave her on speaker all day. Very pleasant lady.
You'd never get a. Sharp word.
But I didn't think it was my obligation to ask who's in the car, how old everybody is, and if he's on speakerphone.
How uncomfortable when he stopped you. I mean...
Yeah, but you know what? I said, listen, his kid, I think Alex is 13. I said, listen, 13-year-olds are fine nowadays. And he's like, no, 13-year-olds aren't fine nowadays.
Well, a father or a mother doesn't want to think that their son would be, you know, they want to be babies forever. You, I'm sure, experience the same thing with your daughter. You don't want them to grow up. Right.
Daughters are different. You know, if I had my son in the car and he was 13, I wouldn't care what he was listening to.
Well, I mean, Tim.
You know, you got to toughen those kids up with that kind of language. What are you going to do? Protect them until they're 18, then they go out and, leave the house in a skirt?
Was two acts that you described?
Two very graphic acts that I described to him, yeah.
Now, how did... I would almost fault Jack for allowing you to get to the second act.
Well, they're real quick. He was fumbling around for that speaker.
Right, going for the receiver probably real quick.
Yeah, and I was blasting away.
Right.
With the Fs and everything.
Oh, boy, you couldn't. You had no idea.
I knew he was in the car, but mm-hmm. I didn't know he was on speakerphone.
Right.
I assume when I call somebody that they would never allow me to be on speakerphone with a kid in the car. It's their it's their obligation to make sure that doesn't happen. So I just wanted to clear that up. And if you're on speakerphone and you have a kid in that car, whoever you are, it's your duty to tell the person on the phone that you're on speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the person on the other phone.
Right.
Has to ask. It's not a don't ask, don't tell situation. It's tell.
Now, what did you open with?
I was talking to him for like 5 minutes, and then I started him with the swearing.
But, I mean, the first act was a solitary act. That's
yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So you got all of that out. You explained it.
I busted out with everything.
Okay. And followed up quickly with a more traditional.
Tons of Fs.
Oh, boy. Hmm.
And
did you apologize?
I said, I was actually pissed. I'm like, oh, dude, don't put me on speakerphone. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with people nowadays? All right, gang. 10 o'clock tonight, Weird Al Yankovic. If you're a big fan of Weird Al, Jerry Wachowski and Ryan Wong.
Randy Wang.
Randy Wang.
Yeah, man.
Can't get that guy's name right. Randy Wang are going at each other. Weird Al Yankovic. They're both major fans, which means that they were in their bedrooms listening to music while other guys were out there trying to hit those skirts, man.
Well, it certainly leans that way. I mean, you know,
It definitely does.
It certainly seems to be looking that way from this perspective.
All right, it's Conway and Whitman live on 97.1 Free FM.